I have the ascension process ready. But can you hack it? I woke up with a question this morning. Have I succeeded to create a system that can put a human onto the path of becoming a human being? The answer was yes, but. And the proverbial search for the needle in the haystack began. It's a lot like the hot/cold game we played when we were kids, combined with the game where you could ask questions that the answer was yes/no/bad question. I am quite good at those games. It's a capacity that's missing. But it's a capacity you need to turn on. It's the capacity of understanding, comprehension of words, accurately. And unless you read and read a lot, your comprehension is insufficient to understand clearly what you are supposed to understand so you can do the things it takes to turn yourself a higher level being, to cause an epigenetic shift. I cannot do it for you. But you can do it for you. The two videos at the end explain the mechanism. And if you are reluctant, resistant, arrogant, full of yourself, delusional, the result is that you remain hungry at the feast, so to say. Eating soup with a fork. Or more, eating broth with a fork. I have students who don't read at all. Words are the vehicles for thinking. And your vocabulary, your accurate vocabulary, allows you to think what the vocabulary allows. I used to say, your clarity of thinking can be detected from your clarity of speaking. What I mostly detect is unclarity. What I didn't see at the time, is that you don't only lack clarity, you lack words you know how to use. And you think you have as many words as you need, but you definitely don't have as many words as you need to move to the next level of evolution. I see a ton of articles that say, billionaires say that reading is the most important thing. And everybody nods, and then they don't read. Or if they read, they either read like stupid Ty Lopez, looking for a gold nugget in every book, or read crap, or read in a narrative fashion. Meaning, you narrate. Narrate what you read. Talk about it. Reading in a narrative fashion is exactly the way you listen. You only hear what you say about what you hear, not what is said. The error of the mind-centered human. Yesterday I had a surprise. One of my students, who mostly reads romance novels I consider crap, showed a newfound ability to understand my coaching. Today I looked and she has an accurate vocabulary of 7%. And also yesterday, an old friend of mine showed a similar jump in his curiosity, his comprehension. His vocabulary jumped too. Now 7% is small, but not as small as most people's number I measure. What I measure about vocabulary are the words that are important for you understanding the world accurately, the world around you. Mostly distinction words, that are words for beingness, emotions, etc., the kinds of words that are vague for most people. You need to raise your active, you can use it, accurate vocabulary to around 30%. Words you can use accurately. Words you can think with. Words that you can comprehend without further clarification. If you don't understand the instructions because the words aren't clear, you aren't going to do the practices accurately. Or won't do them at all. Why are words important? Because the species, the human species, can't see anything that it hasn't named. Humans live through words. Because as you distinguish new words, you start distinguishing more of reality. Your powers of observation limit you to recognize only things that you can identify. The rest is undifferentiated nothingness. And your vocabulary is a very reliable indicator of how much you see/encounter you can identify accurately. One of the crucial distinctions you need to master and use accurately matter when you want to tell what is fact and what is fiction. Fact in the story. Fact in the interpretation. So, fact in what was made up. People who believe in conspiracy theories, believe in virgin birth, believe in an all-seeing, all-powerful being can't tell fact from fiction. Their vibration is low and they cannot enter the promised land. And same with people who have a debilitating belief about themselves too. Or can't tell what belongs to them and what doesn't. What they can control and what they can't. Or can't see what it is they are saying, and what it is that is said but they didn't say it. You use words that you have never actually learned to use. You mimic stupid people who spout nonsense. You don't quite understand what you just said. And your whole world is reflected in your speaking. No definition, no clarity, no chance to be successful, to grow, to become more than you have been. Reading is not a foolproof way to enlarge your world. Not a foolproof way to enlarge your area of clarity. If you read like most people, with a homework attitude, you'll get nothing. If you read with ties hunting for gold nugget, you'll find what fits your puny vocabulary or idle curiosity. In Ty's starting point measurements, his vocabulary measure is 10%. With the number of books he has cracked open and spent an hour or so with, he should have 30 to 40% vocabulary by now, but he doesn't. Books are designed, in my system, just like Ty's 67 steps, to take you on day trips to parts of town that you are not familiar with. Your job is to keep your eyes open, and double-check your assessments. But look, look, look. And ponder. Check the words that you read in the dictionary. Don't be the kind of person who says, "I have been in other countries." But when I check you are in airport hotels for conferences, or you are at seaside spas. A little cosmopolitan nook. Nothing foreign, nothing challenging about it. The more foreign you are exposed to, the bigger your world becomes, the more words you can tell apart. I asked Source if my explanation of what you need to do is clear. Yes. I asked if the four steps can put you on the path to become a human being. Yes, they can. Don't choose to go the whole way? You can use your newfound calmness and abilities to become rich, to become popular, famous, or whatever you find empowers you. All the billionaires that earn their billions through creating something have a vocabulary around 40%. If you speak for a living, speak to people whose vocabulary is low, you can make money, fame, popularity on a low vibration, with a low vocabulary, like Oprah. Oprah's vocabulary is 10%. To the ignorant, she sounds brilliant. She is a lot more like Trump, 3%, than she is like Obama, 20%. While you go through the four steps of getting to be on the path, you'll activate several capacities without which you'd fail. One of those capacities is the capacity of seeing a process and following it. If you have the homework attitude, this will be hard for you. If you are blinded by wants, agenda, or undeclared commitments, you'll see that without this capacity, practiced and turned on, you actually cannot do the work. You'll just jump around feeling that the busier you are, the more you do. I had a defining moment back in early 2004. I participated in a huge drum circle in New York City. I experienced myself as part of a rhythm, part of life. I managed to fall in step with life, life's rhythm. I started to go where life went. In the rapids of life, I went with the water, and didn't resist it. It did not smash me into the rocks as one would expect. Life became actually safer without my instincts' input. My vibration started to rise, and apart from some short periods of drama queening, I have had an unbroken upward trend of a life since then. My drama queening periods were all about resisting life, and putting me in the center instead of allowing life to stay there. Falling in step with life is not a passive way to live, it is actually very active. Try to imagine being thrown into the rapids of Idaho. If you are passive, you get killed. If you resist, you get killed. It is a very active falling in step that is neither passive nor forceful. I am still reading the Jeff Bezos book, Everything Store. He lives life. He creates and creates and creates Amazon the way you create your behavior and attitude moment to moment in the rapids. At least that is what I am getting from the book. His episodes of Drama Queen are called by his employees Nutter. Short outbursts of resistance. There is another thing I learned last night from the book, Amazon executives have a book club. Why? So they can be on the same page, so they can speak the same language, so they can all fall in step with what they intend to do. And fall in step with their principles. Obviously this never works 100%. Some will resist. Some will force. And some will be passive. If something is a principle, it works in the macro, and it works in the micro. But unless you have a large set of distinctions, principles will not live for you as principles. You'll have rules. Rules that you made up, or you were force-fed. I call these made-up rules memes. The higher number you obey, the harder it will be for you to benefit from reading. People with a high number in this measurement don't like to read. Reading is attacking their memes. Want to get your own starting measurement numbers? P.S. I expect you to ask, what shall I read, Sophie? I like long books. I read every word, the introduction, the thank you part, whatever it's called, and all the notes and references. I put myself into the Idaho Rapids this guy, the author, is giving me. I immerse in it fully, neither passive, nor resistant. I allow it to take me where it's going. Ty recommends books that are actually worth reading. I have many of them in the paid area of my site. I reread a lot of books. The second time I can see a lot of things I didn't see the first time around. I read 90% fiction and 10% nonfiction. I muscle test before I choose a book. I haven't quite determined what Source is looking at to say yes or no. I have a sneaking suspicion that it looks at the accuracy and the richness of language. The story may be good and uplifting, but if the language is mediocre or flat, it will be a waste of my time. It will lower my own vibration. Neal Stephenson is a good writer, But lately he has been publishing books that use substandard, poor in language of the co-authors. Co-authors whose vocabulary is low. Like yours. That is also the problem with romance novels, the language. Or with Chandler. Or many popular writers. Read to enrich your life. Do the 67 steps to enrich your life. And at some point you'll notice that the world is brighter, and you can see far and wide with pinpoint accuracy. The way I see the snow-covered trees against the partially cloudy sky this sunny morning. Fabulous. PPS, as I was looking for pictures for this article, I stumbled onto this person, Jamie Price, Personal Vibration, 130. Truth value of what she is saying, 3%, meaning 97% BS. Want to learn about epigenetics, the physical foundation of spiritual shift, intelligence shift, that we intend here to cause?